Well, let's woofkey straight into this. Broadie's in. That's Matthew Broadbent, one of our favourites. Henley boy. Get a PuraTap for $49 up front on a payment plan. T's and C's at puratap.com.au. Broadie, well done. How are you?
Hey, boys. How you going? Thanks for having me on.
Well, a lot of traffic, was there, or something?
There was a little bit, yeah.
Did you get caught the lift? Did you get a park? Is everything good?
Yeah, got a park in the end. Got the missus sitting out in the car waiting for me.
Oh, so, she's out the front. She could have come in.
Making sure I don't get a ticket.
She could have. Well, she might have to go around the block. Oh, yeah. The sticker licker's here. Blooming hell. Talk about... Picks. Have you got any out the front?
Well, no, because we get a car park underneath. I'm not sure how.
Yeah, fair cool. Fair cool. Hey, well done. You're back. Travelling well?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it's been good to get back out there. Yeah. It's a bit of a tough day on the weekend for us, but yeah, it's good personally to be back out there.
Oh, fair dink, and they're a good team, Richard, and they're coming, aren't they?
Yeah, they're certainly going to be pretty strong going into finals, I think. And yeah, they play a real run-and-gun style.
You looked in good touch. You had 26 or 27 touches. Got that run back. You enjoyed getting back out there, clearly.
Yeah, and I've really enjoyed the last sort of month being back at the club and had a couple of games with the Maggies and obviously back on the weekend. So it's been great to be back out there.
Unfortunately, I guess the way you used the ball as an overall team was disappointing. You gave a lot of the ball back to Richmond and they scored heavily on your turnovers.
Yeah, I think we actually thought we defended okay. It was just sort of the weighted numbers of how much ball was coming our way. And then we didn't quite hit back at them with our offence as we would have liked.
Well, one-on-one, you're terrific. You give some run, 478 metres, but here's the slap. No tackles, Broadie.
Yeah, got to work on that.
Always saw a couple.
Outside half-backer.
Yeah. What is it?
Try and hunt a few, yeah.
What is a tackle? You actually got to hold them, impede them, or get them caught holding the ball. Is that a tackle?
Yeah, go to a stoppage, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, not let them dispose of it efficiently or effectively is the word I'm looking for. Yeah. You mentioned being back at the club for a month now, having that little sabbatical. Did that give you a chance to recharge and get yourself back where you could perform again?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and really thankful for the club for being supportive in that area. And, a couple of weeks away was what I needed at the time to get on top of a few things and then come back really refreshed and really enjoying my footy again now and enjoying being back out there.
Oh, that is, I think it's such an important thing you talk about being able to perform to the level you want, that having that capacity to do that is really important. I think AFL clubs now are geared up much better to be able to support the players.
Yeah, I think, particularly over the last few years, something that the AFL has happened a lot across the AFL and... Yeah, it's not a great thing society wide and all that sort of stuff, but the way we're dealing with it is certainly a lot better, I think. Mm.
Do you find it hard to talk about and address? I know we don't want to do it on air and we're not going to, but I mean, it's societal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a big issue across society and hopefully something we can get better as we go.
Good work. There's wonderful help, assistance and support, no question. Top eight, clearly your goal. And very, very achievable. What are the conversations internally with Ken about it?
Yeah, we've been sort of, I guess, a little bit frustrated with the up and down of our results. But there's five games left and that's a really good opportunity for us to get on a roll and still make the finals.
Ken, in the media this week, has said, well, it's finals or fail. What does he say internally about that? I know there's a process week in, week out, but it does sit there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we understand that we'd probably have to win, I don't know, four games to make the finals. Yeah. But you can't look too far ahead.
No.
We've got a big game against GWS this week and that'll be the first step in doing that.
Well, here's a positive. You broke the trend, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. So you go loss, loss, now you go win, win. You get a new trend happening here, Broadie, I'm trying to say.
More wins
the
better.
That would be nice.
More wins the better.
GWS are an interesting team. They're as dangerous as any team, and I think they bared their teeth in the first quarter against Collingwood last week with 8 goals. So big challenge for your defenders, but also they move the ball so quickly. It's one of those things you've got to really make sure you don't turn the ball over. So I'm sure that's one of the things you've been working on this week.
Yeah, they've certainly got some real high-end talent there, even though they've got a couple of key outs at the moment. But, yeah, in saying that, they're definitely beatable. I mean, they're 3 weeks before last week. Yep. Wasn't really that great either. Mm. But they obviously had a really good win on the weekend against a quality side in Collingwood. So... we'll be up for the fight and looking to win.
Ken's been sort of discussing whether Paddy Ryder might come back in. The fact they've got three tall forwards might mean Dougal Howard can go back and you can fit Paddy in. Would you like him to come back into the side?
Yeah, Paddy's he's shown a fair bit in the Maggies in the SANFL. Yep. And we love having Dukes back down back as well. And he's definitely a tall option for us to play on their tall forwards. But, yeah, I'm not sure what selection will be just yet.
Well, I think Paddy comes in. Well, they got Cameron Himmelberg, Finlayson. Between them, kick 13 goals.
Yeah, they're quite tall down there. We had a look at them today in the Oppo meeting, and, yeah, they're pretty tall.
You'll have to play tall.
Possibly. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Hey, Danny Houston, how's he with his head knock? I heard he was out on the track.
He was training today. Had the pink hat on for no contact, but I think he'll be fine for the weekend.
Who picks the pink hat? Well, men don't like wearing pink, do they?
Yeah, no, you've got to get out of the pink hat as quickly as you can, mate.
Pink hat. But that's probably why they make it, the pink hat.
Maybe. Stands out.
Bokey, how's he going?
He's right. He didn't train this morning, but I'm assuming he'll be fine for the weekend.
It's not his hammer and tack. Hasn't he been a warrior this year? Fair dinkum. How good a year has he had?
Yeah, he's having a great year, and we've loved him going back into the midfield and providing that spark in there.
Yep.
And some good news. Looked at the long-range forecast. Friday, showers. Monday, showers. Saturday and Sunday.
You need some
cloudy,
luck.
But no showers. It's been
you need
a bit
some
like
luck.
That every time you had a game in Adelaide Oval, it seems as if the weather's been terrible. But there's a big opportunity for your supporters to get along and also for you guys to showcase what you can do.
Yeah, 100%. I think we've been stiff this year with the home games. Most of them have been wet. So hopefully we had a great crowd in and we can put on a show.
Port star defender, Matty Broadbent, our guest. That's all the Port stuff. I want to ask a couple of AFL things in here, Broad. I'd love to get your intel on it as a player. Mid-season draft, it's being mooted. You, what do you think?
Possibly. I think it'd be really good for guys who are maybe stuck in the sample or whatever and not getting an opportunity because of numbers or whatever to go to another club.
Really, I mean, we're not ready for it, I don't reckon.
Too many
I'm not
people
trying to
change
talk
in mid-year and that
sort of thing. Well, there's Todd Marshall sitting there. Half year comes. He hasn't been playing. He's an enormous talent. I know he's being developed. And then a club says, well, look, we'll go for you. And then next minute you go to the training and he's had his locker cleaned out.
Yeah.
And you've got another snoozer sitting in there next to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But
It could be, I don't know, I'm thinking on
your
feet.
Like
Paddy Wilson, who hasn't been seen to be given an opportunity, Jack Trengove and maybe Gold Coast have got just kids and they're just crying out for some experience and someone who's in good form. Maybe that's it to help prop up some of the bottom sides. But, yeah, it's hard to build an argument for it, isn't it?
Hard to build an argument for it. Hard to build an argument. Hey, we're going to do this. 8223-0000. You're a good man, Brody. He's bought in two really good tickets for this week's game. I think this Saturday night's game is going to be a ripper, Brody. Port Adelaide are taking on GWS. First caller through now gets those premium tickets that Brody's bought in. 8223-0000, and those tickets are yours.
Yes, indeed. Matthew,
what
thanks
up, Matty?
For making the effort to come into the studio. Sorry about the traffic and the car park. We'll sort that out next time.
And hope you haven't got a parking ticket, by the way.
His partner will get that sorted out. Get a PuraTap from $49 up front on a payment plan. T's and C's apply at puratap.com.au. Michael Tomalaris, SBS Cycling host, to join us next.